This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron both attended a ceremony Thursday at the American Military Cemetery in Normandy to mark 75 years since the D-Day invasion. Henry Ridgewell reports from Caen.
U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
President Trump also spoke of the shared sacrifice.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
Talks have resumed here in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials just days before President Trump's threatened tariffs would kick in. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's demanding Mexico take strong action to stem illegal immigrants flowing toward the U.S. He says negotiators have made progress, but not nearly enough to avoid the tariffs starting Monday.
The tariffs go on, and I mean it, too.
Vice President Pence says he told Mexican negotiators yesterday it's not a bluff.
We made clear to them that President Trump is going to continue to stand firm.
Mexico's top diplomat continues meeting officials here, though it's unclear what kind of deal they might reach with the president overseas. There's little support outside the White House for the tariffs, with even GOP lawmakers saying they'd amount to a tax on Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The African